For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Cammie Judd. These are the morning headlines for Wednesday, April 14th, 2021. The city of Pocatello is celebrating a milestone in recycling. A recent load of glass from the city's 12 glass recycling drop-off bins pushed the city's glass recycling program to 1 million pounds of glass. The city first started recycling glass in June of 2018, and the program has grown to where there are now 12 drop-off bins throughout the city. Tom Kirkman, the deputy director of the Public Works Department, says the community has embraced the program.
We've just got nothing but, you know, great response from this. The citizens of Pocatello have really embraced this program and just ran with it, you know. So it's just been a great opportunity for the community to, you know, participate in a pretty big recycling program.
The city stores the glass until there's enough for a load to recycle. That's when they load up a truck and take it to Momentum Recycling in Salt Lake City. Momentum turns the glass into fiberglass insulation, bottles, bricks, and sandblast media. Kirkman says it's important to keep this program going.
Anytime you can divert that waste stream away from a landfill, it's going to help keep rates competitive, but it's also finding another use that's good for the environment.
For more information about recycling glass in Pocatello, go online to pocatello.us. The U.S. government's $1.9 trillion relief package certainly offers aid to many families affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, even more support is being offered to those who have lost a loved one to the virus. CNN reports that the Federal Emergency Management Agency has launched a hotline where people can apply for up to $9,000 in assistance with funeral expenses. Those expenses can include the transfer of remains, the burial plot, the casket, clergy services, cremation, and headstone costs. However, those who apply may not get the full $9,000 if they qualify for other financial assistance, like from burial and funeral insurance. To qualify for assistance, the death must have happened on U.S. soil or in one of its territories, and the financial assistance being offered is only for funeral expenses that were incurred after January 20th, 2020. To apply, call FEMA's new hotline at 1-844-684-6333. But a warning, the line is busy and was overwhelmed yesterday, which was the first day it was open. Yellowstone National Park entrances are expected to open to the public this Friday for the start of the 2021 season, with free entrance to visitors. According to a Yellowstone news release, the park is celebrating the opening day by waiving the entrance fees on Saturday. They also highlighted the changes in operations with COVID-19 precautions that are now in place. The mask requirement is required on National Park Service's managed lands when physical distancing cannot be maintained. This includes visitor areas, hiking trails, overlooks, and parking areas. This mask mandate complies with President Joe Biden's executive order that was signed in January. To view the latest information on Yellowstone and the modifications due to COVID-19, visit the National Park Service's website. This has been a rundown of local and regional news for Wednesday, April 14th. I'm Cammie Judd, and you can catch more news, interviews, and great content on our podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest BYU Idaho Radio podcast, or listen to us for free on your favorite podcast app like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Stitcher. This is BYU Idaho Radio.